everyone. This is Martin Zender. I would like to thank all of you, the 400 people so far who responded to my email of last week announcing the tragedy concerning my marriage. I realize more and more every day the necessity of this amazing union called the body of Christ. God has given us each other. As I said last week, I so wish that God and Christ would show up here on the earth to comfort us. But then I realize more and more every day, and again, I know I'm a little late to the party here, that the Spirit of God dwells in us, in the body of Christ. We are a living, vital union. The empathy, the love that has poured out to me in these last 3 days has been humbling. It's been amazing. It's been touching. It has inspired me to want to reach out to you. For the last 4 months, I've been throwing out SOSs to members of the body of Christ, and people have rallied, have helped me, have nurtured me, have talked to me. People have talked me through some very difficult times. I want to do that for other people. That's the first thing that came to my mind. My God, I could not have made it without these members of the body of Christ. All you folks who have written me, expressed your concern, your care, your love, I couldn't do it without that. I couldn't have done this without Clyde Pilkington and Linda White and many other people. If I start naming names, I'll never get them all out there. People who in love and in union with me in the body of Christ have suffered together and rejoiced together. And that's what scriptures say, don't they? That the body of Christ suffers and rejoices together. It's a living entity. I remember somebody said, I was on the radio a long time ago in Tennessee, and there was this pastor on there and said, Martin, how can you say you're a member of the body of Christ when you're not with an outward organization? You can't tell me what church you go to. You know, you can't tell me where you meet. You can't tell me who has authority over you. You can't tell me where your accountability lies, who holds you to the truth of the scripture. And this person didn't realize that the body of Christ does that. The body of Christ exists. It's not some ethereal, nothing, wispy thing. It's not theoretical. It is united. I want to look at this verse, not today, but this week. I want to look at this verse that talks about the amazing, I almost want to call it supernatural. Well, why shouldn't I call it that? It is. It's a supernatural union. And the common denominator is the Spirit of God. And I have been introduced through this trauma many intuitive people. They're not geniuses. They don't have ESP. But the same Spirit that makes its home in Christ makes its home in them. And it's the same Spirit that makes its home in me. And there is a connection there. It is supernatural. It's not ESP. It's not mental telepathy, though it sure seems like it sometimes. It is an amazing thing. And I'm in. I'm joining. I'm coming out of my little tower where I write my books, and I'm going to do one of those jumps into the, you know, those rock audiences. You just jump into it. I want to jump into it. I'm being engulfed by it. I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of your life. I really have the urge to get out again. I did a tour back in 2007. I traveled for 30 days around the country. I want to see you. I want to talk to you. I want to be with you. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to be immersed in your life. God, we need each other. Ah, I knew this, and again, I was just on the fringes of it. I mean, I wasn't totally isolated. I have always loved people. I've always loved being around people. But it's so weird. When I get off by myself and I'm writing, that's where I want to be. You know what I mean? And it's like you don't want to go anywhere. Somebody says, oh, you want to go do something with us? No, I'm working on this book or I'm writing this article. And then they say, oh, no, you need to come with us. And then you go, and then you're so glad you went. Once you get there, it's so hard to leave, to change channels. It's really hard for me sometimes to change the channels. But once you get somewhere, you're so glad you went. And you can't imagine not having gone. It was the same with conferences. You know, it was hard to travel back in the 90s. I traveled to a lot of conferences, hundreds of conferences. I was on the circuit between Michigan and Virginia and Florida. And I would sometimes, you know, oh, it's time to go to another conference. You have to pack up and get ready to go. And it's always tough to make that move. But once you get there, there's no place you would rather be. I've had so many moments in this past, I'll just say this past 2 weeks with Clyde Pilkington and his family. I hate what brought me here. I hate the circumstances. I grieve over the circumstances. And if I have time here, I'm going to tell you more about that. But I've had moments. For instance, Clyde and I were in a pickup truck last week heading to Altoona, Pennsylvania to pick up an order of books at the Altoona Public Library. Twice a year, Clyde gets a bunch of books for his bookstore in Altoona. And there I was with Clyde Pilkington in a pickup truck, and we are driving to Altoona, and Clyde's sitting there with a baseball cap on, if you can imagine this, a baseball cap, and he's got a plaid shirt. And it's Clyde. Everybody else knows him as the great Clyde Pilkington, the great writer, the man who produces this, make all these magnificent works of God, and his website, studyshelf.com. He puts out more work in a week that I struggle to put out in a month or 6 months. The guy's amazing. And I'm in such awe of his work ethic and what he has produced. And here I am with Clyde Pilkington in a pickup truck. The guy's got a baseball cap on and a checkered shirt. And I looked at him, and he was telling me about the history of his ministry, about how God had taken him step by step to be the man that he is in Christ. And as he's talking about this, I'm reflecting on my own crazy, improbable walk. Folks, I am either called or crazy. And I think Clyde could say the same thing. It's too improbable. And I looked at him and I said, there is no place I would rather be right now than in this pickup truck with you. And I touched him on the shoulder, and there was that connection. But then I thought of the trauma that brought me to this place. And I said, my God, only God could have arranged this. I would never have arranged this for myself. But God is in control. I've taught that, and I've taught that, and I've taught that. And every day now I'm living it. I always did live it, but now I'm living it by the minute. Before I used to live it, I used to think about it maybe once a week, maybe once a month. But now it's by the moment. I have to remind myself, this is of God. This is of God. This is of God. It's unbelievable. And I'm jumping it. I am in the game more than I've ever been. This is all an act of God. God takes evil and he works it out for good. I don't know how my story is going to end, short term or long term. I really don't. I have days where I'm just under it. I have days that I can't get on top of it. I have other days where I see light. And it's just one. Sometimes you say you can't even take it a day at a time. Just one day at a time. Sometimes that's too much, isn't it? Sometimes that's too much. There are so many people suffering in this world. There's only so much pain you can absorb. You know, you hear about tragedies around the world, like floods and earthquakes and fires and terrorist acts, and you hurt for these people. I'll never forget, I was devastated for a week when the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up. So I am cut every time humanity is cut. But there's only so much of that you can absorb. But now I feel that the body of Christ is so local to me. Even though we are spread out over the globe, the body of Christ is so near to me. And this modern technology makes that even more possible. You know, the internet and messaging and Skype and video conferencing. And I'm able to send a newsletter to you, hit a button, and you have it on your desk in seconds. And you can respond to me in seconds. And this is amazing. But there's nothing like face-to-face fellowship. But this body of Christ, I feel like it's local. Even though you're out there, it's local. There are very few of us. I've taught this. You know I've taught this. I believe this. I believe there are very few members of the body of Christ. So really, it's not that hard to love each other. And I have felt such a wave, such a torrent of love, and I am going to give it back. You know, none of us can love unless God gives us a spirit of love. Love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It's the first one, love. And you can't love unless God puts it in your heart to love. And we are all moving toward greater depths of love. I know I am. I love my intimates. I used to say it's all I can do, you know, to concentrate to love your wife, love your kids, love your family. And I put everything into my family. Family is so hugely important to me. This is why I'm so hurt by everything that's happened. I love family. It's one of my favorite words. And Satan is using the family. He is attacking the family. I cannot believe how many marriages are on the rocks or being destroyed by our adversary. I want to talk about marriage this week. I'm on fire to talk about this. It's healing for me. it's therapeutic, and it's therapeutic also to be talking to you. I thank God I have this avenue. I thank God I can talk into this microphone. And again, another marvel of modern technology. Folks, we are getting near the end, and we have to stick together, because some of us aren't going to make it if we don't stick together, and I'm one of them. I'm one of them who's not going to make it if I don't stick together with you. I'm going to talk to you more about this tomorrow. Until then, I'm Martin Zender. Thanks.